Testing, testing.
Yeah. They didn't have the volume up far enough, so I didn't move the thing.
Completely powerless of ourselves.
protect us from bodily and spiritual dangers, so that we may not be harmed by physical misfortunes and evil thoughts. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever.
Amen.
On this occasion described in the Gospels today, he reveals his inner life as it is. He reveals the divinity that throbs within his being. This is a model, I think, for the kind of openness that we should show to one another. We should reveal ourselves to others as we are and stop wearing masks as though we were some kind of actors in an ancient Greek or Elizabethan drama. We often exhibit a public personality which conceals our private conscious of self, including that sinister part of us which the psychiatrist Carl Jung called our shadow. By that he meant all the piercing moral urges which are in glaring contrast to our public interest. We cannot tell from the outside what is going on inside a house. Often a neat and orderly front hides a harrowing tale of conflict inside. People are like houses. Someone has said that half of life is putting on a front and the other half is living up to it. What life is absolutely free from pretense and dissimulation? How about your life? Is there no posing at all in your life? No posturing? Nothing hidden? Everything above board? Do you never rationalize, never try to protect your self-esteem by lying to yourself as well as to others? I draw on this reminiscence in one of the books of Jean Bailly. He said, "I remember walking for a whole mile with a man who was explaining to me in the most elaborate way the reasons why he had not been appointed to a certain post. I remember how difficult I found it to give him my complete attention, because I felt that it was all so unreal. None of the reasons he gave had anything whatever to do with the realities of the case. He never mentioned the real reason why he had not been appointed. I knew the real reason. Everybody knew the real reason. And I felt sure that somewhere deep within him, he knew it himself. Though he was not prepared to face the shock to his self-esteem, which would have been involved in his direct contemplation." Well, I think we are all rationalizers from time to time. We all wear masks to conceal our real selves, not only from others, but from ourselves, to conceal what we don't want to admit or recognize to ourselves. Thus, to give some very homely common examples, when we make a mistake, we call it a slip. When somebody else makes it, it is a blunder. When we are filled with righteous indignation, we think that another with the same feelings is demonstrating bad temper. What for us is a clever deal, in another is unethical behavior, and so on. We are amazingly adept at dressing up reprehensible conduct in an idealistic light. Remember what Jesus said about such tactics? Speaking about the Pharisees, Jesus said that they were using whitewash with which to paint the tomb where their own corruption lay concealed. But there are situations in life, crises of one kind or another, that tear our masks away and confront us with ourselves. Perhaps it's only some word, some thought that does it, some act or incident or person who suddenly unveils murky depths in us which shock and disgust us. Perhaps you have read Morris West's novel, The Ambassador. The central character is a United States ambassador, unable to cope with the political dilemmas and the ethical ambiguities in his daily work. One night, suddenly aware of his life of emotional cheating and moral duplicity, he turned to brandy and stood in his bathroom looking in the mirror at himself. And he says, "Staring at me from the mirror was the most hateful image I had ever seen. Paste gray with red staring eyes, flared nostrils, a trapped mouth drawn into a hateful sneer, a mop of black hair streaked with dirty gray. I stared at it for a long, fearful moment. Then I threw my brandy full in its face. The liquid ran down the glass, distorting the image more hatefully still. I could not endure it a moment longer. I picked up the brandy bottle and began coldly and savagely to beat the image to death. Is that overdrawn? Perhaps it is.
But then comes the morning.
Lord, may throughout the world. Make us grow in love, together with all our Pope, all our bishops, and all the churches. Remember our brothers and sisters who have gone to their rest in the hope of rising again. Bring them and all the departed into the light of your presence. Have mercy on us all. Make us worthy to share eternal life with Mary, Virgin Mother of God, with the apostles, and with all the saints who have done your will throughout the ages. May we praise you in union with them and give you glory through your Son, Jesus Christ.
Through him, with him, in him, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours, Almighty Father, forever and ever.
Peace of the Lord be with you always.
And with your spirit.
Let us show that we Behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Happy are those who are called to his sorrow. Lord,
I am not worthy that you should come into my room. Speak but the word, and my soul will be healed.